Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Fuck Radio 313 The Flash production.
You sound like you know something.
I know nothing. No hablo inglés, my friend. No hablo inglés.
Pinche caca.
Pinche caca, güey.
Yeah.
No, but,
Nah.
No.
Bien caliente. Yeah. I ain't buying it, brother. Caliente. You know something. Where the fuck is Dan?
I know.
All right, that's all right.
I'm
telling Big Cass that I believe you have, you know, inside information on the whereabouts of Dan, and you can go face to battle with Big Cass, and you can explain it to him.
I know nothing at all.
Yeah.
I promise
we'll
I know nothing.
We'll see. Yeah. Hashtag
yeah.
Where's Dan? Dan Brewer, man. He's on the milk carton. He's MIA. We gotta find our boy Dan. Where the fuck are you, Dan?
He's having fun. That's for sure. But
I know Dan's listening, and I hope Brandon is, because I hope Big Cass is listening, because you got some splaining to do.
You got some explaining to do, Lucy. You got some explaining
to do. Yeah, you got some
do.
Explaining to do, Lucy. That's right.
That's right, damn it. No, but man, dude, I'm going to go off of subject for a minute, but dude, Kenny O fucking Mega, the new Impact World Champion, the AEW Champion, the AAA Mega Champion. Dude, where else is this dude going to get his championship from? They're running out of promotion. If WWE wasn't so uptight, dude, Kenny Omega would be fucking WWE champion or Universal champion right now.
Everybody is saying that, you know, it was obvious Kenny Omega was going to win. I was hearing that before. And then Kenny Omega did. I mean, it could have ended in a big schmoz. You know, I was kind of thinking it might go that way, ending in the schmoz. But
I thought the same difference.
I'm most excited to see where the story goes from here. That's what I'm most excited to see.
But dude,
it gives you a reason to
want
to watch the show.
But I mean, I thought it was going to end like that too. To be honest, I thought it was going to end where it would have ended probably in a double disqualification, or maybe some AEW wrestlers and Impact wrestlers came in to help each other out, or, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that. But, I mean, nonetheless, congratulations to Kenny Omega, but also a big congratulations to Josh Alexander for becoming the Impact X Division champion. Hopefully one day we'll have Josh Alexander on the show. Hopefully,
Josh,
that
would
be.
We've seen Josh Alexander at Horror Slam, and we've seen Josh Alexander make his way through around the area. So,
Josh Alexander to get to see that man wrestle live, dude, is something amazing, because Josh Alexander is such a great fucking talent, to be honest.
Yeah, I completely agree. Josh Alexander is a wrestler's wrestler, man.
Yeah, for sure. He's a suplex and submission, making a dude submit machine. He is the walking weapon, as he says. That's the truth. Now, if he was to really hit one of the, you know what I'm saying, he could be in the midst of going ahead to AEW with the stuff that's going on with Impact Wrestling, because now that AEW holds the most prestigious championship in Impact, you got to think of an invasion to get their championship back and to take their championship and let it go back and forth nonetheless.
So what do you think? Do you think heel Kenny Omega will be a fighting champion, or do you think he'll be a dodging champion?
He's going to be a JBL. He's going to pull a JBL and have everybody do his biddings for him and be one of the longest reigns AEW and Impact's world champion. But nonetheless, like I said, when he gets beat for that championship, or even if it's a less of a run than JBL's, because JBL's been for a long time, maybe about 4 or 5 months, let him hold the championships hostage for a while, but give it a long storyline and give it to somebody that's deserving after, you know what I'm saying? Because Kenny Omega is one of the most deserving people to be, just to grace the ring, you know what I'm saying? He brings something different to the table, and it's not just about his size, you know what I'm saying? Because both of us know inside the ring and outside the ring that size doesn't matter. It's what you bring to the table and the heart that you bring to that table to sacrifice.
I don't think he's going to hold it long.
I think it's going to go for at least 2-3 months. I give it max, 2-3 months. And that's just my opinion. That's not coming from any source or anything like that. I think what's going to happen is because since he's holding the TNA Heavyweight Championship too, because he could easily be done with that TNA Heavyweight Championship and hold the Impact Championship and be the Undisputed Champion with 2 championships, I believe that Impact, like I asked Moose, and he said just watch the show, is TNA going to make a comeback with the roster? Because if you look at it, they're bringing back Samoa Joe, they're bringing back Mickey James, and they're bringing back Chelsea Green. They're possibly bringing back Alberto Del Rio, and they might bring in Andrade. You know what I'm saying? Excluding Andrade, but the rest of those are TNA originals, and I believe that they're going to bring back the TNA brand and possibly go with a brand split, so-called, and hit up AEW.
Yeah, Mickey James was a deception in the first run, but I mean, it would be cool to see them there. Andrade,
like Samoa Joe, listen to this. Samoa Joe is one of the best talent even to date. If WWE would have used him right, he should have been WWE champion. He should have beat AJ Styles for that WWE championship when they were feuding back a year or two, like 2 years ago, whatever, whatnot. Anyway,
I think he would have beat Brock Lesnar. I think that could have been a good place.
If Brock Lesnar, no, that would have been perfect also. But I think 2 TNA originals going for the WWE championship and showing their self and their showcase of what they worked so hard and grinded so hard for the main prize and not the second prize, not the Universal Championship. Now, even if Brock was the WWE champion, then that would have been grand for Samoa Joe to win that. Because I don't want to see – I really never wanted to see Samoa Joe win the Universal Championship. I wanted to see him working.
I mean,
the Universal Championship,
since it came out, has, been considered by them their top prize. WWE.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But to me, in my eyes, I've always known the WWE Championship to be the most – well, not the most prestigious, I would say the NWA, because they've been around longer than us.
I agree. The lineage matters to me, too. But to the casual fan, especially the younger fan, they don't understand the lineage. I don't think the demographic there after doesn't really appreciate, I should say, lineage of a championship. It's more, the prestige. And I still think that since its inception, and then SmackDown to me, and it's like putting Roman Reigns there and putting the title on him, affirmed that, SmackDown is the top brand. And I still think that the Universal Championship is being at least booked or portrayed as the top brand.
It's been showcased at what the WWE Championship really was. Because the WWE Championship should be showcased as the number one championship in the whole world right now. Well, like I said, the NWA Championship, also, they're neck and neck because they're both the longest reigning promotions. But NWA took a break for a while, but WWE's never gone away. So I believe, the WWE Championship should be recognized as the number one championship right under NWA or tied with NWA.
I agree, because WWE innovated wrestling. Like 3 times over,
Remember when it was territorial? You're older than I am, and
and there was still territory stuff going on. WWE, they put the Rock and Wrestling era in play, and
they were making the most money, getting the most views. And, you know what I mean? And then they transitioned into the Attitude Era. And then onto the PG Era, they carried so many eras and had to change so much that I think their lineage is the most important lineage and promotion in the history of wrestling, for sure.
No, that's for sure. Like I said, it's just, you know, well, nonetheless, the WWE, I believe, WWE, you know, should have been the forbidden door after they bought out the WCW. If not, they should have let the WCW run its course and like, actually work with WCW like he did ECW back in the day when he was, you know, when he was bossing around ECW back in the 90s when they first bought out the ECW, the real invasion with Rob Van Dam, a young Rob Van Dam, a young Sabu, you know what I'm saying? Or not Sabu, but Tommy Dreamer. Or was even Sabu a part of that when they were feuding with Jerry the King Lawler and them back in the day?
Yeah, he actually had a match on Raw.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. It's like, WWE should have been that forbidden door a long time ago. Like, even when
ECW could have brought better matchups to that when they were given that showcase. Because I was a huge ECW fan at the time. I was staying up till it was on at like 2 or 2:30 in the morning on Channel 38. Like, not even on cable, you know, on, you know, WADL Channel 38. And I would watch it. I would stay up to watch it. I'd make this great big thing of tea that I'd make with all these tea bags and all the sugar in it to stay up on Saturday nights to watch that hour of ECW. And, you know, so I was a big fan before their first pay-per-view even. So, yeah, they could have brought a lot better matchups and action to the table. I don't know if they were saving it for their shit or, was Vince McMahon. I'm curious why that was, but they definitely could have brought better matches. They brought their stars, but they didn't match them up like they could have.
No, I agree with you, and that's 100%, dude, because ECW's roster, even now, like, you know how TNA used to, like, even a few years back, I want to say, was bringing back the ECW wrestlers to do a Hardcore Justice pay-per-view, ECW type of pay-per-view, but they couldn't use the ECW name because the WWE owns it, you know what I mean? But nonetheless, they bring back RVD, Sabu, Sandman, Rhino,
they
Tommy Dreamer.
Back to that mid-90s ECW guys.
Yes. But like
always.
I was saying, back in those days, you know, ECW's roster, young Rob Van Dam and et cetera, dude, they could have whooped on anybody on that WWF roster, WWE roster, whatever you want to call it, the roster that they had back in those days. You only had a couple big guys. You only had a couple big names. You had a young Stone Cold, which was Ringmaster back in those years. You had Rocky Maivia. You had The Undertaker, which was established. You didn't even have Kane. You had Isaac Yankum, that Dr. Isaac Yankum. You had... Kevin Nash back then? No. Yeah. Kevin Nash was there. So was Scott, Razor Ramon, Scott Hall. You know, there was only a couple big names that they had. Or even Bret Hart, but he wasn't really big at those. Boy, he was being big. Yeah, he was. He was a year after that, being the WWF champion and feuding with Stone Cold, which started everything nonetheless. But, yeah, young ECW roster could have whooped on anybody in that WWE roster.
Yeah, they are. Man, the matchups that could have been had. I mean, the WWE versus ECW matchups and...
Oh, yeah. See, and this is something we can go word for word for because, you know, it's not like the stuff that makes you want to fall asleep nowadays, dude. It's not like the stuff, you know what I'm saying? I can't really watch Raw. I watch Raw nonetheless sometimes when I, you know, when I get downtime or whatever. But I'd be falling asleep, to be honest. WrestleMania was pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? It was the best WrestleMania they had in a while, even last year's, because we didn't have no crowd. But anyway, but yeah, ECW back in the day, dude, could have did it. And all those matches, even title for title, who was the ECW champion then? Was it Taz? No.
No, not actually at that pay-per-view. Terry Funk won the title at Barely Legal. Who was the champion before
Terry
that?
Funk.
I would guess Shane Douglas, or it could have been Sandman or Raven. It may have even been Raven at that point.
Dude, listen. Everybody, if you remember, and if you're a listener of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, remember our former guest, Alex Nabiv? Now, remember when we said we would get content of his and put it on the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313? Now is the time to go check out Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube, because I have the first matchup of Alex Nabiv. And, man, that match wasn't even like a big deathmatch, but, man, there was weapons used, but it was more hard-hitting and headbutts than anything in that match. They used weapons, but dude, they used their head and they used their fists in that. And it's all Russian. The people are Russian, and the announcers Russian, and their name plates and whatever it is, it's in their language, dude. It's fucking awesome. So like, share, and subscribe to the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313. Because you're going to get a whole lot more content, and it's going to be a lot of different things going down.
Yeah, and we got content popping up all over town here. Stay tuned. Another big Horror Slam show coming up. Huge TKW show coming up. We got New Jack
is coming to Detroit, everybody. Brother Martez, I don't want to put you on the spot. But are we going to be able to go see New Jack? I guess not.
I don't think Martez is.
But,
I can't see Martez being much of a New Jack guy.
Yeah.
What's up? Can you all hear me?
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Are you a New Jack guy?
Hold on. I think, Greg, that was a funny statement, man.
You know it was accurate, though.
Man, no, I'm not a New Jack guy.
Oh, dude.
I hate that Greg was spot on, though. I hate that. Like, I have no street cred whatsoever, man. That's crazy.
Dude.
You do, though. It's not a New Jack guy. He's a...
He is a good
Christian man. He's totally, he's like one of our best
dude,
friends.
Dude, TKW, listen to this.
We don't
Martez. They're starting out fresh, dude, but they are bringing the names. Like, have you watched Impact recently?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So they do
VBD. They're going to have Violent by Design there. Are facing off against, I want to say, the Purge.
Oh, wow. Also,
yeah,
so
dude.
Hey, man.
I believe if we took Martez to see New Jack, that would be the last time we would get him to go. But if we took him to something else, even hardcore deathmatch related, like anything else, our chances are like 85% better of getting him to come again.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about the guy. I mean, I've actually emailed him before. I've actually emailed him last year to be on the show. But once I came across his footage, I decided to...
He's like, hell no. He's like, fuck that.
But I don't knock anybody that do business with him. I don't knock anybody that do business with him. Let me just say that.
I'm going to probably meet him in a couple of weeks, right? Because I'll be working at that show. I work for TKW. So they.
Oh, nice.
You know, but I tell it like it is. I'm an honest guy. Okay. He beat an old man, Gypsy Joe, shoot, beat this old man 60-some years old with a barbed wire bat, dude.
Wow.
Like, for real. And
are you
I mean, there's more to the story, and there's New Jack's side of the story, and it's all relevant. And actually, wasn't there a Dark Side of the Ring on New Jack?
Yep.
Dude, you
yeah,
gotta
sure
watch
was.
That.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta
yep.
see that. I'll send you a link. I don't put the guy's shit out there because I don't want it to get shut down, but when people want to see episodes of Dark Side of the Ring, my man's got them on YouTube with the commercials cut.
Dude, I know which one you're talking about.
So I just share them privately with people that want to see the episodes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, he stabbed people, for real, his opponents. And, like, you know the wrestling business. You're kind of smart enough, like, that should never happen. Like, that he tried to kill Vic Grimes. He hits him with a taser. I mean, dude says, I can't feel my legs. He says, don't worry, you ain't going to need them. And he admits
wow.
he threw him off the scaffold to kill him.
I remember that, yup. And then when he had
dude.
That 17-year-old,
he's a genuine
he
guy,
the 17-year-old.
Buddy. Yeah.
So he's a real wild dude, so to say.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
sure.
really...
And he has this real, in his defense, to give you the short version, a decision Vic Grimes made gave him brain damage. He literally had brain fluid leaking out of his head. That, you know, that incident happened after New Jack got better. Another promotion booked him in the scaffold match, and New Jack had a taser, and Raspberry tased the shit out of him, and literally popped him off. He tells the story in the Dark Side of the Ring episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So
heard
let me
him tell another other shoot interviews.
What's the deal with his forehead? If you did that happen in the ring or outside of the ring?
That's all.
That's
everything. That's everything
yeah,
from
that
being
is
in death. Hardcore matches
of hardcore wrestling.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's ECW Japan. That's the yeah. That Abdullah the Butcher Nugget.
Wow.
That Abdullah the Butcher Nugget he got going on there.
But that ain't that dude. Dude, I can't wait. I can't wait. We got to get an interview with him, Greg. We got to get that for sure.
Yeah, that's I look forward to meeting him and showing
yeah,
him the
sure,
utmost respect.
I'm going to, dude,
no
I'm going
to
buy him. I'm going to buy him all the fucking beer he wants.
Relax. My man will break you, brother. Break you. Break you to, man, needing a ride
I'll
to work.
I'll buy a keg. Fuck
break
that.
You.
I'll buy him a keg. I'll buy him a keg.
Hey, whatever he wants, huh?
Yeah.
Whatever he wants.
I'll buy him a keg.
That's more stories I heard of the guy. I don't think you want to volunteer to split the bill for that guy's partying.
No, I said I'd buy a keg. But yeah, dude,
hanging it up at CKW.
Yep.
They had a hell of a show, man, there last week. We had a lot of fun there. Shout out to AVZ, who was assaulted by my child. I shamefully admit he comes around. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. You know, he's kids are chasing him around. He's like, get away from me. And he's like, yeah, I think your son twisted teed me. I'm like, what?
Hell no.
And Bradley comes in and he's like, yeah, I was like, yeah, that was cool, you know, AVZ, wrong with you guys. He's like, and he starts telling me how they, you know, twist and feed the guy. I'm like, oh, my God, dude, what are you doing? Yeah, but yeah, fun time, awesome guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, awesome show. We, Schwartzy's still the champion, defending a triple threat. Hannah, unfortunately, not the women's champion, Randy West. Randy Two Belts now. And Chuck Stein is still the champion. He's him and Pete are going to be him and Pete are going to be in a tag team match with New Jack here at on what is this, May 29th, I believe.
Yep.
Yep, Taylor Time Center, and we're going to have a cage match, the final match of Justin.
You know, I was
going to
say, I want to see that cage match, that steel cage match, Monster Ball, that Craver versus Pilgrim. Now, that is going to be some hardcore shit right there. Like, Justin Pilgrim brings that, like you said, the hardcore. That's real.
Justin Pilgrim's last match. So
that's,
you know,
it.
He's going to try to leave it all in the ring. I've said it to several people. I could be wrong, but a lot of people, especially when they retire, as to me, Justin Pilgrim's like in his prime or about to hit his prime. It's sad that, you know, he's considering hanging him up, but I believe he'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
I hope I'm right, at least. I just wish, you know, definitely.
But you gotta think about it. This is his second time, because his shoulder was the first time he retired out of the ring. Then he made his comeback in late 2019, going into 2020. Then post-pandemic happened, and you know what I'm saying? I don't think it's due to injury, but it's kind of probably
not
his time right. Like,
injury. I mean, he's your personal friend. He's been pretty clear, and he obviously has an open invitation if he wants to come in, but I won't put it because, you know, it's not Justin Pilgrim's Facebook. It's the man, the shoot man, the father of Jericho, the husband of Chelsea, you know what I mean, that posted his feeling, and he just, you know, he feels the way he feels, and I feel comfortable saying he's burnt out.
Yeah.
Hey guys. Hey,
yes,
guys.
Sir.
What's up, brother?
I believe the guest of the evening is here.
Okay. Everybody, our interviewee for the night, our guest of the evening, Timo Cruz.
No problem.
What's going on, brother? Welcome to the...
Hey, what's going on, bro? How you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. Thanks for coming on to the show and accepting our invitation to the show.
Yeah, man. I'm glad to be on. Glad to be on.
So, man, you had a big match at we wrestled with Mania, man. What you? I wanted to ask you about that also the other day. But what was that like, man? Having a, you know what I'm saying, a big match at that in front of the WrestleMania weekend.
Oh man, it was the first time experiencing something like it. It was fun. It was amazing. It's just an unforgettable experience. Hopefully, I'm back next year. It'll be Dallas, Texas next year. So, Mara, I already got a couple bookings out there. So, should be another fun one. But yeah, it was amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Home of the Southwest Texans.
Oh yeah, I'm from San Antonio myself. Oh yeah, Texas boy.
So who am I speaking to? How many people's on here?
It's me, Texan, and then my brother, Greg.
So it's two or three?
It's two of us.
Two of us. Greg and my man who hooked me up with the interview, right?
Yes, sir. Day-day. Southwest
okay,
Texas.
All right. Southwest. Okay. All right. Cool.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What you guys want to talk about?
Oh, man, we were just talking about everything, deathmatch wrestling and everything else wrestling. That's all we do. We shoot the shits, man. Like I said earlier, man, don't be afraid to bring up a topic or anything you want to talk about, man. It's free. It's your floor. It's your interview, man.
No. Hey, deathmatch wrestler. Yeah, that's more props to the people who do that shit, man. But like me, I ain't into that. I'm all about the Lucha Libre, man.
Oh yeah, for sure. We talk
I know some bad motherfuckers who do that, man. I know some bad boys who do that, man. My boy Shawiki Shane Page, man, good friend of mine, man. He be tearing it up.
Oh yeah, man.
He just
lost that GCW Heavyweight Championship to Nick fucking Gage. That's my dog right there.
Nick Gage is another motherfucking beast right there. Yeah, they don't fuck around.
Oh yeah, man. Shit, there's a lot of
I think the exposure, the lucha style in America, came and really helped the the Attitude Era, time frame boom, because that I was watching Nitro and they were really fucking up because they were putting the cruiserweights on before 9 o'clock. So that hour they had, I got to see Rey Mysterio, I seen Eddie Guerrero, I seen Dean Malenko, Psychosis, Juventud Guerrero, La Parca. I got to see those guys usually before 9 o'clock, so I switched to Raw then.
Yeah, man. Lucha Libre, man, that's where it's at, man. I really don't care. I really don't care what people say no more, man. Lucha Libre, the Mexican, you mix in the Mexican style with the American style. You do a little American and you mix in the Mexican style. That's what you need on every show, man. It's what's popular right now. It's what everybody's doing. It's what Kenny Omega's doing. It's what the Young Bucks are doing. It's what I'm doing. It's what Laredo Kid is doing. It's what every top star right now that you know is exactly what they're doing. And it works.
I completely agree.
It works.
Phantasma and Legado, man, they're doing it big right now, too. They're big as fuck.
Styles that are coming out in this generation.
Yeah, I mean, it works. It works. It works everywhere you go. It doesn't matter. I recently, I can wrestle any style. I was trained by an American trainer and the late, great JT Lightning from Cleveland All Pro Wrestling. May God rest his soul. And I can wrestle any style. I can wrestle any American style. Then I'm in the Luchador. I train with the late, great Discovery from Chicago, Illinois, who used to be in AAA. I've trained with Laredo Kid. I won the tag team titles with Laredo Kid in WrestleMania week. One of my best friends, he was also the heavyweight champion for the company that I helped run for 2 years. So, it works. It just works. I wrestled Larry D. Legendary Larry D here, about a month and a half ago. I wrestled him in West Virginia. That dude, that's something. He's some kind of special. That's why he's on Impact Wrestling. That's why he has a contract, because he's some kind of special. I worked him. I put in my lucha stuff in there. He did his thing. Listen, it worked. The fans ate it up like it was $1 million. Like we were a WrestleMania main event.
Yeah. Now, one of your former tag team partners or your tag team partner, El Toro, how long have you known El Toro for?
El Toro, no. Me and El Toro, we just did a little stop. That's my guy, don't get me wrong. El Toro, I've known El Toro for about, I've actually known El Toro for years, probably 10 years, 12 years.
Nice.
We
okay.
teamed up for a little bit just to see if it worked out, because he's my friend. He's my friend. Outside of wrestling, he's my friend. And I was like, let's do a little tag. But I have a regular tag team partner. His name is Johnny Dynamite Jr., who is some kind of special as well. And myself, Timo Cruz, we're called the Puerto Rican Wrecking Crew. That is my consistent tag team partner all over the world. We travel. We do what we do. We got a big match tomorrow night. We just came off of a great weekend in Chicago, and we did Detroit. So we were at Wawasee in Chicago, and then we were in Detroit for Pro Wrestling All-Stars. We return to Pro Wrestling All-Stars tomorrow night. This is the busiest I have ever been in my wrestling career. Hate to tell you that. This year, it's the busiest I've ever been in my wrestling career. My calendar is full of dates. And I'm not in there with no jobbers. I'm not in there with no punks. I'm in there with guys who are known, well-known, or know how to do the damn thing in the ring.
Nice. Hell yeah, man. That's all it's about, man. It's you're grinding, and your work's paying off, and it's going to pay off even more as you go. You know what I'm saying?
I'm on a diet. I'm on a diet. I don't know if you guys seen my pictures on Facebook or whatnot, but I recently lost 100 pounds, and I was a big dude. I was almost 400, but I recently lost 100 pounds, and then I gained 20 back, because you start to fuck up and shit in life. But I'm back on my diet. I'm looking at losing another 65 to 70 pounds off my body, and once I've reached that goal, hey, it's all the way up there.
Okay, hell yeah.
I love how you hold that like that, and I have zero doubt that you're going to be successful with that attitude that you just, honestly exhibited. You're going to reach every goal you want to reach because your mentality is awesome.
Yeah, that's the goal, man. It's just about getting to the top, doing what you do best, what I'm saying? I've been doing this business for 16 years. I started when I was 13 or 14 years old. I'm 29 right now. I'll be 30 this year. And I absolutely, like, I've never felt like, it sucks to say this, I've been in a room with many stars. I mean, you could look me up on YouTube and shit. And I never felt like a pro wrestler until a year ago. Now I feel like a pro wrestler. Now I feel like my conditioning is great. I don't get tired in the ring like I used to. I mean, I feel great. And I'm only going to feel better. If I have any more pounds off my body, I'm going to feel a lot, lot better. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to it. I put in the work. Like I said, diet, 80% of it is hard. But listen, food, it's always going to be there. It ain't going nowhere. So just continue to grind. And that's my mentality right now. Continue to grind. Do what you got to do. Once you reach your goal and you maintain, you'll be all right.
Well, also, as you maintain it, man, you're always going to get another one, and you're going to conquer that. You know what I'm saying? It's always about conquering something better. After you get done conquering one thing, you got to try to conquer another, because it's always kind of easier to conquer what you can conquer and then move on to something else.
Absolutely. Yeah, man, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. I have some great people around me, some great wrestlers around me, like great friends in the business. Like, I'm blessed. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I couldn't ask for any better friends that I have in my support system and in my industry today. Like Laredo Kid, that's one of my best friends in wrestling. Like, all time best friend. Like, we talk every, like, he's just like my ultimate guy besides my tag team partner. And then, you know, you got a lot of great wrestlers, man. Wrestling, listen, what I'm looking forward to right now in 2021 is the reboot, the resurrection of pro wrestling. Once this pandemic is over,
yeah.
It's officially over. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's just like Teddy Hart was saying, you know, last year. I don't know how you feel about Teddy Hart, but last week we had Teddy Hart on the show. But, dude, it's like it's always innovation more so, you know what I'm saying, so people don't get tired of watching pro wrestling, you know what I'm saying. But pro wrestling is going to be at an all-time spike, like you said, after this is over, and I can't wait, you know what I'm saying, to see everybody do as great as everybody's doing right now. You know, and they're like right now in AEW, they're taking a lot of people from the indies. You know what I'm saying? Now, hopefully, you know, you'll be next, like our brothers Capital Vices. You know what I'm saying, over there?
Hey,
wrestling with them,
hey,
over,
hey,
there, you know.
Hey, them my guys, man. Listen, I'm glad you mentioned their name, man. Listen, I've wrestled them everywhere. Me and my partner, we've toured
love
up with them. Yeah,
I love them too.
Yeah, they're great. Like, we've toured. We're actually wrestling them May 8th. We're wrestling them, Maze, me and my partner. We've wrestled them so many times, and they're just like Jason, Sin, and Money. Those guys, like, in my wrestling career, those are my friends. Like, those are my friends, like, outside of wrestling. I love those guys, and I'm sure they feel the same way about me.
I agree with you 100%, dude, because I've known them for about 3 years since I've been doing the podcasting. And, dude, when my mom passed away in 2019, them two went against Logan and Breyer in, you know what I'm saying, in respect to my mom. They dedicated that match to my mom, even though they took the L to Breyer, you know what I'm saying. They dedicated a match to my mom, and they're always going to be special to me, you know what I'm saying. Every time they come to town, you know, I got to show them love, and they're always going to be brothers to me, you know what I'm saying. I couldn't ask for any better friends. They're humble as hell, you know what I'm saying. They'll give you the shirt off their back, you know what I'm saying, the food off their plate.
That's a fact. They've done a lot for me, man. They've done a lot for my wrestling career, my company. They've done a lot for me. So, yeah. No, they're great people. There ain't too many guys like that made around here. So, you know what I'm saying? Like my circle is very small. And if you're in my circle, hey, you know you got to be real.
And they are the current TKW Tag Team Champions. So,
they are the current
Detroit Pro Wrestling All-Stars. Do you have any goals set here? Is there somewhere that we're going to be seeing you more regularly? Because I'm excited, man. Pro Wrestling All-Stars is one of my favorite topics.
Well, right now in the greater Detroit area, I've been in talks with a couple promotions that want to book me and my partner, Johnny Dynamite Jr. But right now, you can see us at Pro Wrestling All-Stars tomorrow. I don't know what you guys are doing. I don't know if you guys will be in town. But if you are, I think you should go tomorrow and watch my match. Tomorrow is going to be amazing.
I'm trying to get there. I work. Friday evening shows are hard for me. I may show up late, And I'm fortunate that we got to meet some really cool people being around wrestling, independent wrestling in Metro Detroit. A lot of promoters and stuff. I always love to be there, man. I love to see my wrestling people are my favorite people. Wrestling people are the only people who get wrestling people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. That's 100%.
Those are my people, man.
Hey, so you guys are from Detroit?
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh, okay, so you guys know the best. Hey, listen, there's only one. I don't feel like I might hurt a lot of people's feelings by saying this, but it is the truth. If you're a wrestling fan in Detroit, okay, and I was just in the ring with him last week, and he's been wrestling for the company that I help run for the last 5 years. His name is MM3. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Dude! That's in the fucking world!
Okay, now listen. This is straight shoot. Okay, this is straight shoot, boys. This is straight shoot. I have one of the best wrestlers in my corner, and that's my tag team partner. But when I tell you, in Detroit, Michigan, in the state of Michigan, not just Detroit, in the state of Michigan, there is not one, and there's some great wrestlers out there. We're about to step in the ring with two of them tomorrow night, but there is not one better than MM3.
I 100% agree.
I agree with you.
He is my son's hero. He made me – I went to a show, and he is one of the three things that made me fall in love with indie wrestling that night at his father's promotion, XICW.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Him and his father were the tag team champions at the time.
There's not one better.
There's not one better, man. Not in this league. He said to me a couple of months ago, he goes, if I don't get signed this year, it's a fucking fluke. You know, I completely 100% agree.
He'll get there.
With anybody. Big dude, you know, powerhouse dude, mm-hmm. You know, other wrestlers, because my man can wrestle, you know, chain wrestle,
he can fly. Oh,
his hybrid style is unlike anybody else's.
Facts.
I 100% I'm always singing the praises of MMT.
You know how amazing Ray
has to be set straight because he does not always trust the process. My partner does.
That's all gimmick. You know that shoe. You know that shoe gimmick.
And when he does it, it saddens me. It saddens me when my partner doesn't trust the process.
You know that straight gimmick.
Hey,
you know that
story.
Shoe gimmick, Greg.
Hey, shoe gimmick, and this is a true story. True story. MM3. Listen, when I tell you this, and he's probably about to listen to this interview later, but listen, man, he's been watching me. Like I said, I've been wrestling since I was 13 years old, and I'm 29. He's been watching me before he even started training when he was a little kid. Been in Cleveland All-Pro Wrestling when I used to wrestle in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he is some kind of special, bro. Like I say that about Laredo Kid. Laredo Kid is the best wrestler on this planet. In my eyes, he's the best wrestler on this planet. You can have a Ray Phoenix or a Penta from AEW, but when you see Laredo Kid, you're gonna get something better and better every time. Right? I won the tag team titles when I'm over there at Crab Wrestling in Florida week and WrestleMania week, but he is something like he's in my eyes. He's the best wrestler on this planet. I don't like, and there's many of them. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but in my eyes, it's him. Now MM3 in the state of Michigan, boy, stop it.
Yeah, 100% agree.
I agree with you 100%.
Now in the state of Ohio, the good old state of Ohio, where I'm from, where I live, the best wrestler. Pound for pound, listen, and I'm not talking about myself because I'm good. I'm good at what I do, but I ain't the best in the state of Ohio. My partner's the best in the state of Ohio. Johnny Dynamite, that's who y'all gotta see. Y'all gotta get on his bandwagon. That boy is some kind of special as well.
I love Jason Page. I'm a big Zach Thomas guy. I feel like the best guy coming out of Ohio right now is Trey Miguel. Love me some Trey Miguel.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, but Trey Miguel, Trey Miguel, hey, Trey Miguel, Sammy Guevara's a bad motherfucker. I ain't going to lie to you. But listen, he got to get in the ring with my partner and show me something. Because Johnny Dynamite Jr., y'all about to hear about this boy all year. I'm telling you right now. We're moving. We're starting to go state to state. Look, my partner, me and my partner have been teaming up for 6 years, but we've never traveled. Like, we was just in one company in Ohio. Like, he never wanted to travel. But now he's traveling, and we're moving, and y'all about to hear about Johnny Dynamite Jr. Name in your head. Nice. You're going to hear about it.
So check it out. The TKW Tag Team Champions are your friends, the Capital Vices. You guys got to get in there and beat somebody. Maybe it's a couple of Freedom Ramsey boys or something. Get you a tag title shot for the TKW Tag Team title.
Man,
I can see that.
Listen. The TKW promotion just contacted me. Okay, and we're in negotiations, and they want to book the Puerto Rican Wrecking Crew. But you see, they don't want me to go there. They don't want Johnny Dynamite Jr. to go there to TKW and take some tag team titles because can't nobody beat us over there. So and I love the Capital Vices, but they know what we about, and they know exactly what we about to do.
Oh, shots fired for him.
They know what time
you heard it, man.
Listen, we're friends. We're friends, but in the wrestling business, when you're in the ring, it's all about
about championships, and they hold the gold. And
that's right,
you know.
And I have to take it.
Between the bells, man. After the bell, it's whatever. We can drink, we can smoke. Between the bells, it's war, man. And there can only be one set of tag team champions.
That's a fact.
MTK7.
That's a fact. They're not ready for it. They're not ready for us, though. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe if TKW wants to really make it happen, we can make it. Yeah.
Justin Tilly, do you hear this? Book it. Book it.
Book that shit. Book it, Tilly.
That's the owner?
Yes.
What's his name?
Justin Tilly. Justin Tilly, my pal.
Okay, Justin Kelly. You heard
promoter.
What they want. They want to see the Capital Vices versus the Puerto Rican Wrecking Crew. Hit the inbox up. I talked to the booker over there, which is Pete. So if they want to make it happen, we're up for the challenge. That's a fact.
Oh yeah, we're gonna tag Pete and we're gonna tag Justin too. Make it happen.
Yeah.
The Puerto Rican Wrecking Crew is calling out the Capital Vices. TKW show coming up.
Greg, don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back. I'm going to make a call real quick.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. It's about to get interesting today.
I'm about to make a call. I'll be right back, fellas. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. And
I ain't going nowhere.
We can go over our time. I'll be right back.
Kimo, on this show last year, we had our special guest for the first time, the Capital Vices. And we brought up Detroit. And they brought up Steven Rivera and Pro Wrestling All-Stars. And they were doing their Reset the System. And they challenged the Pro Wrestling All-Stars Tag Team Champions. We called Rivera live on the show and made it happen. So sometimes you can put somebody on the spot and things can happen. But Puerto Rican Wrecking Crew against the Capital Vices. This sounds exciting.
It's happened a lot. But you know what? It ain't happened in Michigan just yet. So we can make that happen at TKW, but tomorrow.
And the Capital Vices, the titles have eluded them for a year now. It's always been, I mean, they've had their hands raised, so decisions reversed. And that's, tough run for the Capital Vices to the top. They finally toppled the Nomads here last month and captured the TKW tag team titles, finally winning a tag title in Michigan. And they're gonna defend the title here coming up at TKW's next show, the one that with New Jack. And then I say the winner of that needs to fight the Puerto Rican Wrecking Crew. Who else is calling them out?
Hold on. I'm about to get Jason from the Capital Vices to call in this thing right now. I'm messaging him on Facebook right now, and we about to make
he
it interesting.
He knows the number
today.
He knows the number too. Yeah, that could be Dana's calling. Yes.
You might be
getting
a call in a couple seconds.
He's, and the most important part of our team, Martez Hale, he's our producer. We were just chatting with him a little, put him on the spot. He's the one that, fields the phone calls. He's familiar. If he calls in, Martez will put him right through. The Capital Vices facing the Freedom Ramsey Group, Atlas Hightower and Freedom Ramsey on May 29th. And hopefully Sin and Money can get the defense so they can move on, hopefully, to fight the Puerto Rican Wrecking Crew, baby. Yeah, it's going to be quite a show, man. Dalton Diamond and New Jack are going to team up to face Peter B. Beautiful and Chuck Stein, the best friends, and the team of Hoss fight. It's going to be an exciting show. I hope that you guys end up on that show so you can show everybody that the person can reference
you.
If we did
a negotiation, it wouldn't be for that show because I think that's the 28th, and I'm booked in Texas. I might be able to make the 29th because I'm booked in Texas the 28th. So that might be able to do it. But that's if the negotiations are absolutely right. So we just got to do it out.
Taylor Town Center is an awesome place for wrestling too. One of my favorite places. It's nice and big. Yeah, a real fun place to watch wrestling. Yeah, it seems like we have a show in the area just about every weekend, and it's
Hello?
How I got involved in the. That's why we tell our guests, come on, plug whatever you want. We have listeners in Chicago. We are Chicago-style wrestling. They're friends of the show. And we just like guys. There's this whole world. I've been a wrestling fan. My first favorite wrestler was Tommy Rich. And I've been a fan for, 30-some, going on 40 years. I've been a fan. And I didn't know that this world of wrestling was around me. On social media, help that. So, we just try to help spread the word.
It's social media. Yeah, it's up there, man. The wrestling world, man. Yeah, it's up there.
Hello? Yo, Jason said that he can't make a call right now. He's handling some personal business, but he said he accepts your guys' challenge.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Hey, listen, I just spoke to my messenger right now. He ain't want to get on the live because he's handling some funeral stuff, and I understand that, so we got to respect it. They can accept the challenge. We ready. We just got to get TKW to make the phone call. That's all.
That's right. That's what we need. We need to talk to Peter B. I don't know. Freedom and Atlas probably take exception to this talk. Because Sin and Money don't want to look past them on May 29th. They're definitely going to have to survive a war with the Freedom Ramsey Group to continue as the champions. But I'm excited to see the Puerto Rican Wrecking Crew live.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, Day-Day, I don't want to hear no bullshit.
Yo.
I'm tired you are. I'm going to be tired, too. I got rained on all day. It's going to be another long day, and it's going to be a long night, and we're going to go to work Saturday feeling like shit. But we're going to be at Pro Wrestling All-Stars tomorrow so we can see Timo Cruz.
Hey, but listen, you guys got to get there a little early. We're main eventing the first half as per what I'm told. So just so you guys don't forget.
All right.
I got you.
I'll be there.
I got you.
I'll be there. I'm going to bring my friend
Bradley. How long is this interview for, fellas?
I mean, however long you want it to be.
Okay. Let's see if I can get my hacking partner on. He doesn't speak very much English, but I'll see if I can get him on here.
Hey. Day-Day doesn't speak very good English either, so that's perfect.
Ah, fuck yourself.
That's all.
Day-Day, let me tell you something about Day-Day is 100% Mexican. I've met his whole family.
Here you go.
This man does not eat Mexican food. He don't like it. Who don't like Mexican food? But he is fluent in Spanish. And anything he needed to translate, Day-Day is definitely our guy. I had to bring him a phone once that I bought off somebody for my son.
I remember that. I remember that.
I know a little bit of Spanish. I'm like, man, I thought I'd be able to figure it out. I'm like, I don't know what any of these words, man. None of these are the words I know. You know, obviously, when you get around someone that speaks another language, the first question.
My beautiful girlfriend over here, my beautiful girlfriend Nicole right here, she's the queen that a king like me needs in his life. She loves Mexican food.
Why are you throwing me under the bus?
She loves Mexican food, y'all. And when I tell y'all she loves Mexican food, listen, I love Mexican food, but I gotta stay away from it for a little bit.
I don't like this issue at all.
Hey, but she loves Mexican food. I'm just saying.
Who doesn't? Besides Day-Day. Who doesn't? His
Day-Day, what's up with you and I liking Mexican food, man? What's going on, man?
Man, I got tired of it as a kid, man. I mean, I ate whatever I wanted. I mean,
I know his Mexican family, right? He didn't even eat it when he was a kid. His dad would cook him something special. While they're eating all this awesome-ass soup Mexican food, his sister has cooked for me. His brother has cooked for me. I have eaten some awesome soup Mexican food. And Dana won't touch it. He'll order a pizza, I swear to God.
I'm gonna give you guys 3 minutes on the phone real quick. I'm gonna call right back in. Let me get a hold of my tag team partner so I can get on his podcast.
Perfect.
All right, for sure.
I'm gonna call right back in like 3 minutes, not even.
All right, bet.
Which reminds me, Day-Day, we have a date with some barbacoa.
Dude, yes. Yes, I haven't ate no barbacoa in like 3 weeks, bro. It's been like 3 weeks since I haven't had a barbacoa.
And you're like, yeah, I know, guys, because we pretty much like the same thing, except Mexican food.
Fuck yeah.
I don't like you ain't about all them sauces and shit. I'm not either, dude. I like what I like. I like burgers. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a picky eater, but I like simple things.
Yeah.
And you're much the same way. That's right. I'm excited about this barbacoa. I brought it up for my cousin, one of his really good friends, when I was over there doing the sprinklers. He talking about, you know, he does all this cooking. He loves to cook, and he's, you know, of Mexican heritage too. And I brought it up to him. He's like, oh yeah, I ate some good barbacoa. And I was like, yeah, dude, me and my buddy, I'm
dude.
Like, I can't try it without Day-Day though, because Day-Day.
You know what?
Me,
I might go get. Know? I might go get some damn barbacoa for myself tomorrow. You brought up that barbacoa, dude. That shit sounds good as fuck, but I got some food waiting for me at home, inside the house. I got a burrito.
To Pro Wrestling All-Star. Yeah,
huh?
I hit that spot. I can't remember the name of the place now.
Victory Gym.
No.
Victory Gym.
No, where we got the tamales.
The tamales.
Applebee's or Apple Honeybees?
Oh, Honeybees.
Shout out to Honeybees, man. They you get a dozen tamales for like $10. Shoot tamales. They're fire, dude. They got cheese ones, chicken ones, pork ones, all kinds of shit. Check out Honeybees, man. Detroit.
Hell yeah. Detroit. Fuck yeah. But their barbacoa is fire, y'all. If y'all want to check out Honeybees, that barbacoa, they even got carnitas, dog. They got it all at Honeybee, dude.
So we're about to talk to, and this man says, and man, when Michigan came up, he brought up MM3. The guy is not just biased. He's saying,
this guy is the best wrestler in the state of Ohio. I'm excited to see this guy, man. And I'm excited to see this chemistry.
Tomorrow we'll have a video. We'll have a video interview with these guys tomorrow. Fuck it.
Well, I think we're only going to see one half of the team tomorrow.
Nonetheless, we'll see Timo Cruz and we'll see his tag team partner tomorrow.
I'm not sure if his partner. Oh yeah, we'll see his partner tomorrow. Yeah, we won't see the Portland Direction crew. Not yet. Hopefully TKW. Hey, maybe the 29th. They could come in there and get an opportunity to establish that number one contendership. To you know. Make a statement.
Tomorrow. Man, the poster for tomorrow's show looks fucking fire.
I forgot. It's the All-Star Scrabble one, right?
The All-Star Scrabble, you're going to have MPW Heritage Champion Jason Page seen on Impact Wrestling on the show tomorrow. I mean, damn. You got the Drag King Logan, the PWAS Heavyweight Champion. You got Mysterious Mavado, the Cruiser Corps Champion. You're going to have TJ or LJ Lawrence. You're going to have Atlas Hightower, Mr. Run This Ring, ABZ, Rod Lee, Mr. Sucker Free, a former guest on the podcast. Basically all these guys are former guests of the podcast, if not future guests of the podcast.
The highlight of the show is going to be the coffee talk with AZZ.
Dude, we should bring them on, and we should change the name for the night from the Rated R Wrestling Podcast to the Coffee Talk Podcast. Hey, there you go.
We're going to have to talk to him closer to the movie show here coming up. He's going to be, I believe it's on the 8th. He's going to be taking on Matt Hagen, and the winner is going to get the last spot in the Rumble for the Gold for the New Breed Championship. It's going to open up the show.
Oh, wow.
And then the loser is going to have to enter first. Well, we already know Eric Healy has, when he declared for the match, he said he wanted to come in first.
Yeah.
It's a new breed, though, man. Fucking Matt Breeding, dude. Such a great guy.
Yeah, that's definitely my guy. Shout out to Matt Breeding.
I forgot to say, while we were talking about YouTube channels, check out Antonio Frio, Donna Antonio Frio on YouTube.
Donna
subscribe
Frio.
To the channel.
Antonio Donna Frio.
Antonio Donna Frio.
Our boy Hard Cam Frio.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be awesome. And tomorrow night.
Dude. The Deathmatch podcast is at. I'm
gonna
go,
but now
for the first time, listen, for the first time, I'm gonna announce my subscribers to the Deathmatch podcast. We're at 438 subscribers on YouTube.
Hey, listen, we on here?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, all right. My tag team partner is about to call in right now, so just look out for a phone number.
Yeah, he's actually on the line right now.
I'm here.
Okay, all right. So we got Johnny Dynamite Jr., what I told you guys, the best wrestler pound for pound in the state of Ohio. I don't think there's one better, but he's right here. He knows a little English, and he knows a lot of Spanish.
Johnny Dynamite, welcome.
Thank you.
So we go talk about a little bit about our career, what we have done as a tag team. Opposed to my singles career, because my singles career, you know, it is what it is. I do what I do. But the most important thing is me and my partner. We've been teaming up for six and a half years.
Okay.
I'll explain to you guys how it all started. And we weren't even supposed to be. We were friends before we were tag team partners. So, you know, he's Puerto Rican, I'm Puerto Rican, but you really don't know if it's going to work or if it's going to happen. Like, you know, like I met the Capital Vices when they were singles wrestlers, for example.
Okay.
And all of a sudden they became a tag team. But you don't know if that's there until you figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So we were wrestling at LPW in Fremont, Ohio for my friend called Tim Horner Jr. And we were doing singles competition at the time. And we just kept wrestling. He wrestled for the promotion that I ran. That's where he first started wrestling in the United States, was MAW. And he was just doing his singles thing. You know what I'm saying? I went involved with him. We were just friends. Like, I'd help him out. He'd help me. And it went none. So one day, Tim Horner was like, hey, would you guys mind teaming up tonight? Shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, okay. So we teamed up the first time, and we went out there, and the crowd loved it. And I was like, man, this might be able to work. So we figured it out. The next time we teamed up, and I was like, well, we might as well go ahead and team up in MAW. We teamed up for the first time in MAW versus Septimo Dragon and Arrow Boy from Mexico, who are very, very good, very, very good. And we had a great, great tag team match. And I was like, this shit can actually work. So we got tag team gear. We came up with the Puerto Rican Wrecking Crew. And 6.5 years later, it's we're here, you know what I'm saying? And it's serious. We've been in the ring with Billy Gunn. We've been in the ring with many stars, you know what I'm saying? We've done a lot. We've done a lot.
We're starting the ring now. That's super crazy, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. We've wrestled super crazy. Yep, we wrestled super crazy. We had the MAW tag team titles. We've had the HWE from Puerto Rico tag team belts. So we're growing. We're growing. We still got a long way to go. We still got a lot to do. But we're like, it was crazy how we became a tag team.
Now I love.
How long before you guys were a tag team did you guys know each other?
I actually, true story, and it's a long story, but we'll talk about it. We got time. I met Johnny Dynamite Jr. in Puerto Rico, I'd say in like 08, 09. I was wrestling there in my hometown out of Cebu at a big venue for the Capitanes, the basketball players there, like the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay.
Here are the Detroit Pistons. They got a team called Capitanes in Arecibo, and we were there. And I met him there, and he had a different partner back then. And they were called the Junior Brothers, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
The Junior Brothers. And then and I met him that night, but we didn't really talk. Like, it was an awkward situation, but I just said, yeah, what's up, what's going on? So you skip a couple years later, like I told you that I run a company here in MAW in Lorain, Cleveland area. And
okay.
I got a barber, but I already knew Johnny, but we never talked. Like, I just knew of him. Like, I seen him, but we never talked as friends. So he moved to Ohio, to Lorain, Ohio, you know, I say 8 years, 9 years ago. ¿Cuántos años tú vives aquí?
Six.
No, si estamos en pareja, wait, tiene que ser como siete, ¿no?
No, we are living here, Lorain, that's 8 years.
8 years, okay. So he'd been living in Lorain for 8 years. So he was going to this barber, getting a haircut, and then he started telling the barber, you know, I'm a pro wrestler, I'm looking somewhere to wrestle at. You know, everything is word of mouth. And my barber, he was the same barber that I had. So my barber was like, hey, I don't know if this kid's serious, but he showed me some videos and he wants to wrestle. And I told him I knew you and all this. And then I said, oh, I mean, I'll take a check. I'll check him out. You know what I'm saying? I'll check him out. So when I started watching his matches, I was like, I know this kid from somewhere. And I put two and two together, and I called him on the phone, and I was like, hey, were you in this place at this time? And he was like, yeah, that was me. I was like, damn, I remember you. I'm like, yeah, you're good. Yeah, you could come to MAW. So I booked him for MAW. He started wrestling. I started getting him booked all over. You know, he didn't know nothing about wrestling over here. It's his first time showing up. So I started getting him booked at different places. Took him to Detroit. Took him to LPW. Eddie Farhead, may God rest his soul, Eddie Farhead. Eddie Farhead was using us fluently as singles competitors. I had a great time at Eddie Farhead's promotion, AWWF. I got to wrestle Sabu there, who was the original Sheik's cousin. I got to do a lot of AWWF. Eddie Farhead was a Johnny Dynamite Jr. mark. He loved Johnny Dynamite Jr. He gave him a big push in the cruiserweight division. And then sooner or later, we joined LPW, and that's how we were born, and that's how we started.
That's awesome. I love tag team wrestling. It's a different thing, you know. And
I absolutely love it when it's done well. That's why I love the Capital Vices. They are a tag team, and they're tag team wrestlers. I love to see the teams that are committed to being tag teams that have that chemistry. They're so fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, either you have it as a tag team or you don't. Like, not everybody's meant to be tag team partners, okay? Like, you can go on a show, on any wrestling show, and any indie wrestling show, and they'll put two guys together for a tag team match. That don't mean that they're a tag team. That don't mean that they have it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You got to have that chemistry.
Yeah, you got to have the chemistry.
Yeah, you can't just throw two names together. The chemistry is important.
The chemistry, the outside of teaming up in wrestling, tag team wrestling is just tag team wrestling. Like, it's just you're a tag team. But what you do outside the ring, what you do outside of wrestling, and how you build your brotherhood and your friendship. And like I said, I love this kid. I love this kid to the to. Yeah, like I said, I love this kid to the fullest. Like he's, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's been a blessing to my life as a wrestler. He's been a blessing to my life as a friend, as a brother. He's never left me. Many people tried to tell him to go to a different company or do this and do that. He's never left me. He's always stuck by my side. Like I said, it's what you build outside of wrestling that's more important than wrestling. To me, my personal life, like, I can go and hang out with Johnny and sit down with him, and we could giggle, play games, we could watch a video, we could watch a movie together. That means more to me than the actual tag team. You know what I'm saying? Even though that means a lot to me as well.
Right, right. No, it's friendship that you guys got. It's more than being tag team partners.
Yeah, like me and the Capital Vices. Like I said, we've shared the ring with the Capital Vices probably 6-7 times. And it's always a good match. So you're always going to get top. It's always going to be better than the last one because we already have that chemistry in the ring and we know each other and we know what to do. Like, we've wrestled them in front of 1,000 fans. We've wrestled them in front of 500 fans. We've wrestled them in front of 50 fans. So we already know what we're about. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jason and Brandon, which is Money and Sin, outside of professional
Money
wrestling.
And Sin, yeah.
Yeah, we're great friends. Like, those are my buddies. Like, we'll go and hang out. We'll go and have a drink at the bar and enjoy our day.
No, I agree with you. I've done the same thing with them.
Capital Vices take weeks to recover from.
Oh, yeah.
I've had two nights with them. I've had two nights with them, dude, and I swear to you, I don't know how I got home. I remember. I don't know if you've seen the video of when they were in Detroit last summer, when we were at the hotel and these people were getting into it, because I guess this dude brought his side chick to the hotel, and we were gonna go down. Dude, we did dabs. We drank, and dude, we went to the hotel from Three Nicks, and dude, we were gonna go downstairs. Jason was gonna. Guys, forgive me. Everybody, forgive me for saying this, but he was gonna play a KKK member and go downstairs and ask for a pop or some shit and put his white pillowcase over his face, and then we ended up finding that. And then before that, we were gonna go towards Valhalla and go to Booker's because they were serving drinks. And before we hit the Three Nicks, we were going down there and they found a fucking car on the freeway, like somebody drove off of the cliff, drunk as hell, and fell onto the freeway head on.
The car was standing.
Hey, if y'all want to ask Johnny some questions, though, you can. I'm sure he can answer them.
Okay. How long have you been wrestling for, like, pro, Johnny?
Sorry, can you repeat again? I can hear you.
How many years have you been wrestling pro and been a wrestler altogether?
We got together 6 years with David Tower, but and everything in total, I have 15 years old in wrestling.
15
okay.
years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, David Tower is who I used to be. And now I'm Timo Cruz. You gotta remember that. I've been Timo Cruz for the last 8 months.
Yeah, David Tower is the name that's here to start, but now it's Timo Cruz.
Okay.
I killed David Tower when I lost all the
games.
There you go.
Yeah. Timo Cruz is like my brother. We do everything together, you know.
And you being from Puerto Rico, you guys being from Puerto Rico, have you guys ever met Abdul the Butcher? Both of you guys, either one of you guys?
I've met Abdul the Butcher. Do you want to see Abdul the Butcher?
Yeah, I know who is Abdul the Butcher. Yeah. Yeah, I see. Okay. I'm staying with him only one time from you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have either one of you guys ever, either one of you guys wrestled for Carlitos Death Promotion in Puerto Rico?
I've never stepped a foot in WWC, but I've wrestled in some big promotions in Puerto Rico, like EBW used to have a big time channel down there that I've wrestled. Johnny Dynamite has wrestled there too. Johnny Dynamite's wrestled in IWA, which was Savio Vegas Fed.
Okay, I've heard of that too, yeah. I've heard of that. Nice,
so
yeah.
Johnny, have you wrestled in the Metro Detroit area?
Yep.
Yeah.
You suppose we're going tomorrow for the Detroit meeting, right, Timo?
Yeah, that's where we're going tomorrow, Detroit. And then
we'll be seeing you guys there tomorrow.
Yeah, we were there last Sunday, and we wrestled MMC and Kano, Josh Emmanuel. We had a great, great match. And then the night before we was in Chicago.
You can find that on Antonio Donofrio's YouTube channel. That match is available.
It is available on Antonio Frio's YouTube channel. But on top of that, Johnny Dynamite has been in the ring with MM3 about 15 times, and it gets better and better every time. That is something special to watch every time.
That is because, you know, like you said, he's the best in Ohio, and then MM3's the best in Michigan. You put that together, man. That's like uncombustible. You know what I'm saying?
Magic,
that's dynamite.
Magic.
Actually, you know what I'm saying? There you go.
Yeah, magic.
Dynamite.
Yeah. But anyways, listen. So we got a lot of things. I'd be gladly to come back in the future. So I appreciate you guys. I hope to see you guys there tomorrow night.
Yeah, definitely. I look forward to meeting you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And, thank you very much for your time, both of you, this evening, especially Johnny on no notice, just hopping in with us. And Timo, man, you've been such an awesome guest. We thank you.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You guys have a good night.
You too.
Dude. What great guys,
yeah,
dude. Timo Cruz, dude. I can't wait to see them tomorrow night. I can't wait to meet them, dude.
If I would have knew MM3 was on that card, I would have went. I didn't even know he was wrestling.
Yeah, it's been a while since he's wrestled in CWAS.
I didn't know Antonio posted the match.
Yeah, he did. I think he did.
Donofrio.
Yeah, dude. That actually ended kind of in time, dude, because I know the gorilla position ain't here, or at least I don't think so. It's going to be a while. But
they won't be back until June the 10th. So yeah.
June the 10th is when we get the gorilla position back, guys.
I guess, Greg, if that's I can't wait till next week. Next week we get to talk with Teddy Long, guys. Mr. You're going to go one-on-one with the Undertaker.
Holla, holla.
Holla, holla, players. From the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, the Southwest Texan Day-Day Crew, my brother Greg DeMarc and Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. We'll see you guys next week, players.
Peace.
You know it's the Mac Militant.
Coming to get it all.
Yeah.
Trying to contain, my heart is as black as the blood in my veins, and I'm coming to get it on.
And your eyes break and smash, whip ass. I can see the fear in your eyes every time that I pass. I'm intimidating the most and fear by me.
Let's go. Welcome to the radio.
to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
They go.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan,
yeah.
they cruise.
Okay.
Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
Yo, it's your boy, they cruise. I'm out here making moves. How the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules? All I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast is what we do. Let me introduce Greg, the Mark, and Martez L. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313. From WWE to NXT, all elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death match.
To the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
Okay.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
Yeah, we just wanna see where your head's at. We get it cracking like watching eggs hatch. Your neck snaps. Dude, it's gold, moves are blowing so unusual. When I ride a beat, call it cruise control.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they